Baltimore City Schools CEO Sonia Sautalesis joined other administrators in appearing before the City Council last night to address questions from lawmakers. The hearing came after the district delayed an expansion of in-person learning to better prepare for the return of students. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The school's chief struck a familiar argument that in-person learning, when done safely and in accordance with guidance from experts, bolsters outcomes across the board for students and families.
The reality is that Baltimore City has been opening schools safely, slowly, since this past summer.
Sautalesis pointed to what she described as stringent adherence to CDC guidelines at current in-person learning centers, which includes social distancing, hand washing, and distributing PPE.
Those mitigation techniques have been very successful. I was in a kindergarten classroom, and I will tell you the teacher was amazing, and she had a routine and a song where young people were learning to make sure they keep their masks on.
Her appearance before the council came a day after the Baltimore Teachers Union staged a caravan protest outside of the district's administration building on North Avenue. The union wants all staff to be vaccinated before more classrooms open, as well as a testing program for asymptomatic people and ventilation upgrade work. Kendall Cassis, an 11th grade teacher at Digital Harbor High School, says learning loss pales in comparison to sickness or death.
I can reteach content. That's my job. That's what I'm trained to do. But I can't reverse the damages of someone dying or losing a loved one or ongoing health conditions that are a result of COVID.
Her biggest concern is proper ventilation. Months before the shutdown, Cassis said, the HVAC system at her school building died. She says she filed maintenance requests for 2 months, but it was never fully repaired.
So if an HVAC system is already failing before a deadly pandemic that's spread through the air, I don't have confidence.
Anaya Taylor is a senior at Baltimore City College High School. She has the same fears.
How can I add integers when I'm risking subtracting my grandmother from the family equation every time I walk into the building?
Before the council last night, school's maintenance head Jonathan Collins said the district had obtained about 8,300 air purifiers. They'll be placed in classrooms, and a ventilation dashboard that tracks air quality in each learning space will be launched soon. Kelly Prio is the principal of Beachfield Elementary School in Southwest Baltimore. She's operated an in-person learning center for more than 50 families since the fall. At the hearing, she said the center hasn't had a single COVID case, which she attributes to CDC guidelines.
Families were grateful because they shared that the relationships with their scholars was failing due to the constraints of not being able to support with virtual learning.
Re-entering the classroom also gave students who were struggling with social and emotional challenges an outlet, she says.
And if they so choose to send their babies to be with me, I will continue to hold all stakeholders, staff members, and scholars accountable to follow all CDC guidelines and to make learning safe, fun, and as optimal as possible during these very uncertain times.
Diamante Brown, the president of the teachers union, is wary those guidelines can be followed at a much larger scale.
We are experiencing a downward trend for the first time in a long time. We had the chance to get ahead on the spread of the pandemic. And if we prematurely expand in-person programming without the necessary full vaccinations, adequate ventilation, and a proactive testing plan, we, like a lot of cities, will reverse our gains and extend the pandemic's grip on us.
City schools are now scheduled to open their doors for students in kindergarten through second grade on March 1st. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.